All right. As far as injuries go, no changes from yesterday. Everything that I told you yesterday is the same with all the players. We had a good day yesterday. We went inside and got a little rain today, so we'll keep an eye on that. We might go inside today as well. So that's it with injuries. All right, good.
Yeah. Matt, you left open the possibility of keeping an eye on what's going on in the Rams game and how it could dictate what happens in your game. Is that something you have to talk to the players about, or do they just...
No, not at all. That's I have to bring that up to you guys just because then it gives you something to talk about, and then also I can talk about it a little bit. But no, they don't care. We don't. We're in this building right now. We're just so focused in on trying to win, honestly. And if we're concerned about any of that other stuff that we can't control, then we're not going to do everything we can to win. And that's why I'm trying to. It is a unique situation. That's the real part. But the other real part is that we are going there to do everything we can to win the game. And whatever happens outside of our game, we can't do anything about it.
Even within that framework, is there something to the potential of playing Minnesota twice in 6 or 7 days that would lead you to alter certain aspects of your game plan?
Nope. No, like I said, it's if we do that, then we're not doing everything we can to win. And so we're going to go about this thing the right way, and that's the only way. Otherwise, then you start doing that and not everybody's all in, and people have questions. They want to know this, they want to know that, and then there's too much gray, and we want just black and white.
Since they made their coaching change, offensive coordinator, they've looked to give the ball to Dalvin Cook a little bit more. What do you think about him? Did you look at him a lot last year when he's coming in the draft? What back is
No, he's a dynamic back. He's explosive for his size. He's got good hands. I really liked him when he was coming out. I thought he was a great back. Did a lot of good things. So there, he was doing that before the coordinator change. He was having a pretty, he's had a good career there. So, we know that he's a good player, and we'll be aware of him.
Why do you think your pass rush has been so effective at home in particular?
Well, you guys can see here when you get noise, when you get crowd noise and it's loud and you're in a dome and it's hard for your opponents to – you got to go silent. And so anytime that happens, that's a normal tendency for a lot of offenses is that you might be a tad second, half a second, half a tick off. That gives them an advantage. So we know that. We understand that. We got to be good with our cadences.
Jordan mentioned that because of his usage this year, he might feel fresher now than he did a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real thing, and is that something that you can...
I think it's a great point. I didn't think of that, but I think it's a great point. I think that, Jordan's a smart kid. He understands it. He's telling you how his body feels, and I think it's a really good point. Yep.
Matt, when teams defend you as the 49ers didn't kind of force you to take what the defense gives you,
uh-huh.
Is there any way to beat that in a more prolific way? I mean, to be as explosive even in that, or is it just set that you're going to be contained and
well, I think what they try to do is they try to control you with their coverages, but there's still ways to be prolific, and whatever the definition of that is, whether that's shots or whether that's completions. I feel like a team that's going to try to zone you out, we have a quarterback that's going to throw a lot of completions when you do that, and I think he just proved that last week. So you want to play zone, and we'll go ahead and do what we need to do there.
In that regard, do you feel like the way you attacked it last week discouraged teams from using that, or if teams have the option, do you feel like they will?
Again, I think every game's different. I'm going to go back to just telling you, I think it's on the scheme of the defensive coordinator and the personnel they have. Some teams just can't, they're not good at zone. They don't want to play. Others can't play man. So, and then you got ones that can play both, and then that's predicated off of what they think they can beat you with. So every week's a little bit different. And then if they see a weakness within our offense, that's what they're going to attack.
You mentioned the other day that with the defense you have, you have to be cognizant of ball security and
yeah.
That sort of stuff. Do you have to fight any part of you that wants to be aggressive all the time? You always talk about taking deep shots, doing all that. Does having this dominant defense tamp that down a little bit?
No, for me it doesn't. But it can be situational, like by game, maybe by where you're at in the game, within the game. So whether it's by the team you're playing or whether it's by the situation you're in, it could. But it's not going to change our mentality of being able to stay aggressive. That's just not who we are. If they're going to give us an opportunity to be aggressive, we're going to do that. If they're going to try to take away us being aggressive, then we got to be able to take away other spots, take advantage of other spots.
You guys win on Sunday. That's 5 division wins. Mm-hmm. I don't think the team won a division game last year, period. I mean, what's the significance of that?
if you were able to accomplish that?
It all starts there. You got to win your division games. And our guys, we talked about at the beginning of the year some goals that we had. When you win your division games, you're giving yourself, a really good chance at being able to be there in the end to win a division, which is going to get you, a home playoff game at the minimum. So I just love that our guys followed up with that. They take it seriously. And, no matter who you are, what team you are, you want to always be in. And it comes into tiebreakers, too. It plays into tiebreakers as well.
Robinson, how did he feel yesterday? And when you said it's the same, do you anticipate him not practicing again?
Yeah, I probably see him being similar to today. So far, I see him being the same as what he was yesterday. He's a little sore. But we'll monitor that, and I don't want to do anything to make it worse and not I want to make sure that we're just attacking that the right way.
Talk about the unique situation that you're in this
week. Yeah.
Does that inform how you will handle him, whether he plays Sunday?
No. If I feel like, if I feel like he's in a position to where we can, he tells us, hey, I feel great. I needed a few days rest here. I'm feeling good. And, then that's something that, again, I'll get with our trainers. Is he safe to do it? And if he is, let's go. And if he's not, if it's going to hurt him, or if he's going to say he's good and we put him out there and he's not good, then that's not fair to the team. So that's where we got to see when we get to the end of the week. We'll see exactly where he's at. And, if he can help us in any way, let's go. If he can, he hurts it, the next guy up.
Matt, you beat the Lions and the Packers the second time around. I know you said every game is independent, but did having those previous games kind of on tape help you? Andy Reid was good at that, mm-hmm. including the second game. Is there an advantage to be gained for a coach in facing a team a second time?
Not really. I think because you could say it's the same thing for them too. I think, again, are you at home? Are you on the road? Where's your team at, injury-wise? But for me being my first year with this team, for me being my first year with this offense, I think if you're seeing a team for the second time later in the year, it's going to be an advantage for us more than it is the beginning of the year because this is our first year. Down the road, that could be maybe a slightly different, but having them a second time, knowing their personnel, knowing what they did before, it could possibly be a little bit easier for you. Not easier, but it could help you out a little bit.
Matt, for your offense, how necessary is a guy like Tariq?
How necessary is he? Well, I really like 29. So, but again, I feel like in our offense, we have different guys. If 29's not in or not playing, then we find another guy to fulfill that role. But each player has his own level of advantages of how good of a player they are and their strengths and weaknesses, and he's got a lot of strengths and not a lot of weaknesses. So having him be a part of what we do and what we scheme is a huge advantage.
Matt, this team, whether it's you or the players, most people on your staff, you guys are in a position that this team has not been in for the last few years. How much do you rely on what you learned from Andy, and was there one thing in particular that you really kind of fallen back on?
I rely on that a lot just because I have the luxury of being able to be around and see the weekly process of how he handled on how Coach Reid handled practices, meetings, games, and the best part of all that was you didn't change. You just did what you did, and nothing. You don't try to act different. You don't try to coach different. You don't try to teach different. You do everything the same. And when you do that, it's worked. And I put my own little spin on it here or there with some things, but for the most part, you don't need to. It is a unique situation. It's different for a lot of our players and for some of our coaches. They're our first time together doing all this, but they're going to see with me that we just keep going about our business and controlling what we can control.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Yep.